I'm sort of surprised to find myself here. As we have developed out the original materials from Notes on Refuge, which then later became Bless the Vacuum, and our intuitive groups that have been coordinating content for these spaces since before we were on Telegram, since we were, oh wow, this is really hard to think about, since we were anchored on Facebook. and those resources are still there, and sometimes people are still adding to them. I've managed to catch little glimpses. But mostly, we're not able to use Facebook anymore. Co-founding members of this network, by and large, have been prevented from using other platforms. Most of our core organizers can't even use Telegram. We have to help one another using Telegram. And so there is this long trajectory of Bless the Vacuum. Joha, I think you're the person who started saying Bless TV. I think that might have been you. Notes on Refuge was always originally conceptualized as television media, film documentary media. With Intuitive Public Radio, yes, there's been a major audio focus for us. Audio is certainly easier to produce than video. but when we began Notes on Refuge, we knew that there was going to be a lot of video to go with it. We knew that there had to be. We knew that it had to have a lot of multimedia components. And so our conceptualization of radio, our conceptualization of television, of visioning, has always been very deep multimedia. Recognizing that radios and telecommunications and visioning are about a lot more than just like, here's an audio modality, here's a visual modality. We're experiencing in our worlds something that can only be shared if we live it together. It can't even be described sufficiently for our real physical safety. We have to have these experiences concurrently and share from the experiences we're having to understand what on earth is happening. And so, as per various previous messages since 2022 and this most recent one, June 14th, gosh, it's just a day before this. My sense of time is doing something very interesting. We are coming back again and again to the neurological structures that we have been rebuilding since the beginning, where there was no one there, there was no one who would help us, there was no one who would listen, and somehow we had to gain enough neurological function back to make decisions for ourselves, because the people claiming to care for us were setting us aside to hold us for traffickers until the traffickers had a convenient moment to pick us up. And we've been tracking that since before I knew what ME-CFS was. And so the neurological structures that I'm coming into contact with now are the very most traumatized of my neurological structures, the ones connected to the most extreme experiences of physical pain. And serendipitously, right now, I am experiencing an abdomen full of broken glass and the question marks about whether the body survives beyond a few days because of the interruptions in safe food supply, safe digestive support, safe water, safe emergency aid resource, and It's very hard for me to talk. It's very hard for me to get words out the way my mouth wants to form them. And yet this is what has been laid out. And although it's very hard for me to come back to it, it's the only way to honor the work that our groups have been doing in invisible circumstances where almost no one has been able to be present with us in broadcast channels in Telegram. Almost no one has been able to be part of our public platforms. The survivors who have been able to have had to really fight to do that. And the conditions we are still surviving as we do that are still tremendously invisible to others. And as a result, there are a lot of unintended consequences just to being honest, just to telling the truth about your experience. And if we cannot be honest, trafficking influences win. Because they are doing a lot right now to rewrite the information we are able to come into contact with, rewrite the structures of our brains, the material of our brains is rewritten by the technology that is in use by these trafficking organizations. And so if we do not center being fully honest about what's happening, if I don't do what I have to do in order to facilitate my neurological repair in this space so that I can bring in the voices of others who otherwise are completely prevented from joining us here, we lose them. If we don't center the fullest honesty that we can all collaboratively coordinate together, we lose the honest information and it is replaced by the formulations of traffickers. And that is a fact. We've been watching that happen. We've been documenting it since, I mean, I guess I'll say 2014, but it's pretty murky. We could go back further. So I'm going to unfold myself in this space. I'm going to practice organizing my communications in a different way than I've been able to in the past. I'm going to bring back a bunch of the Notes on Refuge stuff. I don't know how coherent it will be. It might not be coherent at all. But I will keep working on that, and then I will keep organizing for others to join these conversations so that more of those voices can be present. Because if we don't help those voices be present, we lose everything else we've accomplished. We have started to set up Intuitive Signal, where there are a lot of people who need to have the ability to broadcast steadily without interruption in a space where you can basically ignore the other messages if you have to in neurological distress. And keep broadcasting so that those broadcasts can be spread. For most of our channels, we have to cycle out microphones because if we don't do that, there are some people who will never be able to participate in those spaces. And they have waited a really long time, usually waiting on me because I have to repair enough of my verbal neurology first to be able to then introduce them into those spaces. So Intuitive Signal is going to help us with that once we've got it set up. Anyone who wants to participate in that, Max Morris on Telegram Messenger is my private message account. But I may not be able to respond. So Johanna Botanica is not as easy to spell for me right in this moment. I can spell it, but I would need to type it, and I can't type right now. But Joha is around also, and we're going to put her tag, their tag, on more things so that it will be easier to find someone to message. Message intuitive helpers or help requests. Those are both public broadcast channels, and you can put a comment in there and somebody will see me or Joha or somebody else who can help. And then we can get people hooked up with microphones in spaces where broadcasts can be more continuing and consistent. Because many of us don't have the neurological functions available to us to really be able to coordinate more predictable broadcasting with others. And we need the functions of being able to express ourselves in these ways. We need it in order to organize our brain function. So we're going to get intuitive signal set up like that. And then almost all of our spaces need to have periods of time where it's totally open for everybody to express what they want to express. But we have to be able to organize that in a way that can support our bodies in doing it well, instead of ending up crashing our bodies trying to accomplish it. So that's a set of future projects that we're going to move toward. Okay, Notes on Refuge. Notes on Refuge was destroyed, and the parts of my brain that were managing Notes on Refuge were destroyed. And here we are, and we're doing this now, and it's going to get built back up again. And then I'm going to have more functions. And in the meantime, I'm really worried about Jen Bray in the absence of necessary conversations. So is there some way for us to have those necessary conversations? And is this the best I can do? So where I find myself is coming back to this over and over again and thinking, how do I communicate in the most stabilized way? Because that's the crux of this, isn't it? When the trafficking influences in the infrastructure all around us press our bodies to the point where communication is much more difficult, much more erratic. Maybe we try to say the words out of our mouths and they don't come out the way we intend them. We are dealing with layers and layers and layers of neurological injuries that have been purposely implemented and purposely occluded in all our environments, so that neurological injury could be mischaracterized as a reason to hand off your loved ones to systems that are supposedly there to help them. And if those systems are heavily invested in or embedded with commodification techniques, then what we have is a kind of marketing funnel where people in hardship are dragged in a certain direction, even if they're trying to say something more accurate about what's going on. We're not listening because we outsource our care to trafficking organizations. And that's what we've been doing our whole lives. How is it that we can catalyze fully conscious conversations in our community spaces so that this can be recognized and changed. We know that we cannot hack at it. We cannot thrash at it. It doesn't work. We fall silent. We realize that our communications neurology will not function if the body is under too much stress. And our expressions have been positioned as the ultimate in stressfulness, so that if we tell the truth about the brutality our bodies are experiencing, it will automatically already be too much for the people around us, even those who have committed themselves to being present, to being caring, to being in relationship. It's still too much. And the reason that it's too much is because we're still all surrounded by the human trafficking infrastructure, and it is active. There are a lot of layers of this that we discuss in groups on a regular basis, and many people don't realize what is included. Environmental contaminants of all kinds, toxins that are part of more or less 80% of the products on the market, the products on shelves in supermarkets, in body care establishments, in beauty salons, in children's care and resources, manufacturing, building materials, upholstery, all kinds of accoutrements that touch our bodies on a regular basis or that change the air that we breathe, okay? There's all of that and a lot more where that comes from. Hashtag poison papers. I don't know if there was a hashtag for the gemstone file. It turns out there are two gemstone files. I'm looking into that now. And that's just the environmental contaminants portion. I didn't even mention the poisons in the food, the herbicides and pesticides that are being sprayed everywhere, all over the place, the unidentified toxins that are being sprayed that no one's accountable for saying exactly what they are and exactly what they're doing. I didn't mention artificial fragrances. But it's not only environmental contaminants that we're talking about when we're talking about human trafficking infrastructure, entrainment technology. We're also talking about EMF influences that are amplified by the presence of pollutants. Because when you have pollutants in your body, the EMF signals work in, I would say, more predictable ways. The more you have poisons in your body, the more you have biofilms built up with organisms that have been trying to clear out the poisons, but have been stopped from clearing out the poisons because there's too much poison. When you have the biofilms and the poisons ricocheting around your bodies in the midst of the biofilms, the EMF signals work differently than if you are fully detoxifying, if you're keeping your body really strong and healthy. As your health gets taken down by the things you're being lied to about, the EMF signaling going on in your environments, whether that's ambient environmental or direct interpersonal targeting, they have different and more powerful influences on your body that you've been taught not to notice. You've been taught to mischaracterize and call it other things until it's too late and no one will listen to you, even if you realize what you honestly must communicate. You may not be able to get the words out of your mouth before traffickers pick you up. There are yet more layers to discuss. Scientific, academic, and educational establishments have layers of entrainment patterns that they customarily run as part of their policies, as part of their history and their traditions. All of this based on colonial imperialist trafficking infrastructure that has been here since long before any of us were born. These patterns that people have to follow in their professional and academic environments in order to be seemingly respected, in order to maintain their ability to make a living, their ability to pay the bills and take care of their families, the patterns of entrainment that they must capitulate to in order to be part of those environments. Every professional you've ever met is influenced by this. That holds in place psychosocial patterns in our communities that defer to authority. And so we have layers and layers of these deep social, interactive, conversational, day-to-day relational structures where it's just the way we're interacting with each other. It's the way we use words. It's the way we ask each other for help or the way we decide to take personal responsibility for something or can we collaborate with someone on this or is somebody gonna do something in my community that I can leverage to do something neat that's mine and then I can bring that into the community space and we can all benefit from all our different strengths. Just the way we talk to one another, just the way we treat one another, how do we respect one another? What is our most honorable litmus for behavior with our families, with our communities, with children, with elders? That is all dictated by the patterns that we've learned through multi-generational experiences and the ways our families and communities have been affected by the policies made in professional environments. And professional environments all have their original patterns set by the colonial imperialist trafficking influences that this network has been tracking. And others have tracked in smaller ways, but as far as we can tell, there has been no one else but these severely disabled survivors of sex trafficking and invisible violence who have been tracking these patterns in this way, all of them interconnecting. Because as far as we can tell, we've never had the ability to do this before. So as we're doing what we're doing and tracking all of these layers of entrainment, we are also at the same time looking at these individual situations. What exactly is happening to Jen Bray? We don't know. We haven't heard anything else. All we see are those bulletins. I feel that the only honorable way that I can proceed is to do my best to talk about this from my standpoint, and then we'll share it to some other platforms, but we don't expect people in communities affected by these entrainments to respond. They can't. They've been hypnotized. This is a very important, very powerful form of hypnosis that trafficking organizations are perpetuating on populations. And because of the way it's being done, we have to be very particular about how we help people get through it, how we help people extract themselves from it. And if we push too hard, we get the opposite effect of what we want. If we push too hard, people are already feeling the pressure and the stress and the trauma of being in these trafficking environments without realizing that's where they are. And so if we push too hard, they get the feelings of being brutalized by traffickers, which is true. But they've been taught that the source of that violence is us if we tell them the truth. In light of all this, what are our best next steps? Attend classes. Be present. Co-facilitate conversational resources. Assist survivors groups in continuing to compile the knowledge base and continuing to move parts of the knowledge base to public media where more people can benefit and join the conversation. Find one of our intuitive groups that you wish to invest your time and attention in. Build relational interactions with people in this network who are anchoring our knowledge-based materials, who can help you understand them better, who you can get to know better, so that you can have a better understanding of what people are really experiencing at these invisible intersections. These intersections of violence are occurring right under your nose in ways that you have not grokked yet. And being in contact with our resource structures is the only way we know to anchor and ensure to the best of our ability that we remember together what's really going on, rather than having our brains rewritten so that we're confused, we're in a blank space, we don't know how to respond. We need the ambient infrastructure in order to remember how to proceed for our physical survival together. And wherever our intuitive infrastructure is missing, we're watching people have their survival reflexes stripped away. However you can amplify the broadcasts of this intuitive public radio, however you can amplify the broadcasts of intuitive public TV on BitChute, however you can promote the 24/7 radio streams, however you can volunteer to support our groups in coordinating all of these broadcast spaces, please facilitate the Flow Fund, paypal.me/intuitiveinvisibles. There's an S on the end. There are a lot of us. What are your strengths? How do you prefer to grow and learn in service to your community? What does your family need? How is your environment being affected by the kinds of violence we're describing? We guarantee you it is. What questions do you have about what you're not quite able to see yet? How can you be in daily contact with our groups and classes and tours so that you can be constantly learning, constantly building relationships in the context of structures that prevent human trafficking and refuse to facilitate it? We do not know of any other environments that teach this. We have not found any in years of doing this. When we are watching so much needless destruction in all our communities, and you yourself are really affected by a lot of that destruction, and you know it better than anyone else, you are the expert on that subject. It is only when we use our tool sets here in all of these different situations that we gain traction, that we are able to steady our footing, that we are able to communicate effectively and successfully implement solutions. That's when it happens, when we use these tool sets. It does not happen in the places where we say, hey, there's trafficking activity here, we need to talk about it, and people glaze over and they are unable to respond. That is a sign of hypnosis. That is a sign that the survival reflex is being taken away from that organism by the ambient environmental trafficking entrainment that induces people to cooperate with trafficking pathways, even if they have no idea what they're cooperating with. Spend time in our public channels and share and amplify and repeat the broadcasts that are posted. Support the individuals who show up and bring their work here. Ask them what help they need. Ask them what they want others to know about their projects or their spaces. Respond in comments to our broadcasts. Two of our most important spaces are Intuitive Public Radio on Telegram Messenger, t.me/intuitivepublicradio, and also, very importantly, our multilingual access point, which we are dedicating ourselves to expanding much more dramatically because the English language is being used to facilitate trafficking pathways in some pretty alarming ways. So we are broadening our neurological language structures so that more of us can be in better contact with one another and we can understand one another better, which we have to have greater than English speaking spaces in order to accomplish. Radio Pública Intuitiva, t.me/radiopublicaintuitiva. I could name a bunch of other spaces. This space is Intuitive Helpers. If you want to know how you can be a really good intuitive helper, join this space, comment on posts, ask questions. It is a class space. It is here for all of us to co-facilitate classes and informational materials and learning experiences and resource supply for one another according to the subjects that are on the list for that particular moment or that particular day. t.me/helper requests is where we compile specific requests for assistance so that we can respond to all of those in one space. t.me/disability aid is where we discuss all of the disability aid features of the network and how important it is to not be building disability aids, but to be building disability recovery aids. Because there's no reason for all of these living beings to continue to be so disabled. We're not taking that for granted. We're building our way out of it. t.me/intuitive build is a really important space for us. And remember that when you see number counts in these spaces, that is only a fraction of the people who are working in and around that space, because so many of our community members cannot even use Telegram. So we pass messages between spaces so that more people can participate. Otherwise, most of our co-founding groups would not be part of the network at all. And that's part of the point of this Intuitive Public Radio, who has been made invisible. How can we help them be visible in the ways that are right for them, the ways that they should have been if they weren't being brutalized by trafficking organizations? Check out t.me/intuitive supply, a very important space about how we coordinate practical resourcing for all of our community locations all over the planet. t.me/intuitive dispatch talks about how we travel to one another, how we facilitate transportation mobility, how we aid one another from a distance where we have to close some space in order to help out, and how our information travels ahead of us so that we can have a better time traveling with our physical bodies after that information has reached, after those dispatches have reached where they have been sent their purposes to achieve. My personal items are being kept at Maxmo Radio on Telegram Messenger, t.me/MaxMoRadio. I have been prevented from updating that space as much as I would like to, because I have to focus on stabilizing group activities around the main channels. And so what ends up happening is I end up not being able to report what's going on with me personally, but it's a pretty important space because I'm being kept on the cusp of being dead. And I do need to communicate a lot about what is required for my body to get to stay on this planet. I don't know if I'll be here longer than a few more days unless we address some of these things pretty quickly. People who want to make sure that I have enough support to anchor all of the parts of the network and tool sets that I have been anchoring, ask me questions in Maximo Radio, put comments there, ask me what I need, strike up conversations about how we address physical safety and survival needs, because they're not getting addressed and my body will die pretty quickly if others are not able to help me move that forward, because a major way that trafficking survivors are affected, that I and all of our co-founding members are affected, is that the brutality we have to navigate means that one of the first things we lose is our neurology about how to tend to our physical safety and self-care, because that's what's being pushed back on by all of our communities. All of our communities are sending us the message, whether it's explicit or implicit, that we don't deserve to be alive. We should not have our needs met and we should go quietly. And what that means is that we should be quiet until traffickers pick us up. That's what it means for me. That's what it means for my colleagues. So I'm very appreciative to anyone who follows Maximo Radio, because most of the infrastructure of Intuitive Public Radio will not be salvaged unless I can show someone how to safeguard it, because I have had to be point man in that process almost all the time for all of these years that we've been building it. It's really important that we get that knowledge to more others so that it's not me that's the bottleneck. Intuitive helpers are crucial in that context. t.me/intuitivefriends is a place where you can absorb, either swiftly or gradually, how is it that we show up in all communities to be friends to one another? Where are the intuitive friends in a particular environment? Who is looking out for the severely affected members of a certain community? Who is making sure that IPR tool sets are connected to that community? Who is making sure that there are intuitive groups working on the challenges that community is experiencing? Who is ensuring that our anti-trafficking infrastructure is actually active and connected in those spaces, so that if anybody says, hey, there's this trafficking activity going on, somebody does respond to it? Intuitive friends are needed in all communities everywhere, and we need you to be a part of that. So please consider following that space and learning from it and bringing what you know to that space and listening respectfully to others who have things they need to share they've been totally prevented from sharing, until we all show up together for that conversation. There are sure a lot of other spaces I could name. I definitely ought to invoke Bless the Vacuum, because that's our space that has evolved from the original project called Notes on Refuge. We still have an anchor platform. I hope it's still there. We haven't been able to reach it in a while. Maybe we should rename it. I don't know. Notes on Refuge has been really important to us. And Bless the Vacuum is the necessary extension of that project, where we're describing, here's how we're being killed. Here's how our communities are failing to respond to that. Here's what we're doing. Here's how you can join us. And we're still doing it. t.me/blessthevacuum. We're redeveloping our content strategies in that space now. And so your comments are invited and very, very welcome. Any questions you have, ask them in our spaces. If you're afraid you'll make a mistake, it's okay. We are all making mistakes. We have a different way of supporting one another through the kinds of neurological injuries all of us are affected by. All the living beings in your environments are getting hit with neurotoxins. All of the living beings in your environments are getting hit with endocrine disruptors that disrupt decision making, among other things, among other crucial processes in the body. When you interact in our spaces regularly, when it's the newspaper you read every day, when these are the people that you check in with and find out how your friends are doing, you are profoundly protected and strengthened in the midst of this ongoing apocalypse. We're really glad to have you here. Thank you for listening.